in 1864, hurrah! They talk rebellious strife, and we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home.
You're listening to WGSC.
The 90.7 FM
Ica.
Copic.
Caro.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
Greenville.
Schoharie.
Green County,
Ashland,
Chatham,
East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore, and
Hudson, New York. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Wednesday, May 15th. On the WGXC Afternoon Show, the Drive Time Radio team welcomes Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer on the air. She'll preview the May 21st school budget and school board vote, and Michael Cole, the director of the Columbia County Department of Human Services, will be by to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month on the radio at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome to Forgotten Geek here at Hilo and Catskill. Listen to WGXC 90.7 FM. I was just here last Saturday, seeing the very good Dust Bowl Fairies. So let's get into some geek speak. Disney may soon have full control over the Hulu Stone, as CNBC reports that following AT&T selling their 10% Comcast/Universal could choose to do it while you can option for their share. Hulu is also getting two new Marvel faces in addition to the Runaways, though one is familiar to a small number of TV and film audiences. Gabriel Luna will reprise the role of the Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider, though it'll otherwise be a reboot of the Agents of ignoring the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Episodes. Hellstrom, son of Satan in the books, is being reimagined as the tale of siblings Damon and Stana, paranormal investigators sired by a mysterious serial killer. Ron Howard's hope for a return to the world / redemption of Willow may come to pass through Disney Plus. As he told MTV's Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, he and solo co-writer Joe Kasdan are in discussions for a Disney Plus series that could see Warwick Davis back as the titular Newland Wizard. Disney's integration of what Fox projects are being kept. Sorry, Mouse Guard. Hopefully Netflix picks you up. As part of their full release schedule was released, revealing Avatar 2 has been pushed back again a full year from 2020 to 2021. The Curse of New Mutants adaptation pushed back from this August to next April, but at least it's still getting a theatrical release. And staking out three dates starting in 2022 for the next phase of Star Wars films. The duh part of the announcement confirmed three of the remaining Fox Marvel projects in development are dead, including Once and For All, Channing Tatum's Gambit, Drew Goddard's X-Force, and Noah Hawley's Doctor Doom. Despite Marvel's lifting of their own spoiler embargo on Avengers Endgame, I will stick to it, but note that in the speculation realm, several Reddit users revealed that via closed captioning, they discovered Peggy Carter's scene included a reference to supernatural phenomena and the disappearance of an agent Braddock, as likely the meaning Captain Britain Braddock's, and now there's a multiverse that he's protecting. Over in the comics, for a while, Marvel editor-in-chief C.B. Sabluski has been teasing he has a million-seller idea, and through the New York Times, it was revealed to be the admittedly purely symbolically numbered Marvel Comics 1000. An 80-page round-robin exploring every year of Marvel Universe history from 1939 to 2019, held together by Immortal Hulk writer Al Ewing, and featuring a still and complete roster of different creative teams for each page, including among many other notables Joe Hill, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, Jonathan Hickman, Roy Thomas, Steve Rude, Gail Simone, Kelly Thompson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Taboo the Black Eyed Peas, George Perez, Walt Simonson, Chris Claremont, Rob Liefeld, Neil Gaiman, and Alex Ross, who's also, of course, doing the cover. She'll take the case. Variety reports Adult Swim has greenlit Harvey Birdman's spinoff Bird Girl. Paget Brewster returning to the role of superheroine, now the new CEO of Megacore 7&7. Haha, nepotism. Deadline reports Birdman's bird-themed studio mate Blue Falcon is the latest to get a voice in the Scooby-Doo animated crossover event. Mark Wahlberg filling out the duo that already has Kim Jong as Dino-Mutt. Jason Isaac will go from Captain Discovery to mustache swirling as Dick Dastardly. Pretty sure Dynamite has a phone in him, so that tenuously leads into our first song. This is the summer of Covered Up, so here is the original version of Hanging on the Telephone by the Nerves, followed by L7's cover.
I'm in the phone with this one across the hall.
I'm in the fumble, there's the one I come on. If you don't answer, I just bring it up the wall. I know you say I'm bad, it's out of control. So leave me hanging on the telephone. So leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told you to ignore.
Fantastic, which is more than others do. You will thank yourself, believe me. You don't want to lose faith in your muscles.
Okay, And that set started with The Nerves doing the original version of Hanging on the Telephone, of course made famous by Blondie. Then L7 with their cover. And you just heard Botnick with Bored with the Desire to Get Ripped. Yep, that was not Morrissey, but an incredible simulation from Botnick Studios' Predictive Rider software project, The Songularity. Eventually play their country song, which is better than pretty much anything passing for country nowadays. With Detective Pikachu holding its own well against the still-dominating in-game, Warners gets to tell someone, in this case Paramount, regarding their reaction to Sonic the Hedgehog, see, this is how you do it. But if they will do what Ryan Reynolds would like them to do is a little unlikely for a family franchise. As he told Kotaku, he improvised enough alternate dialogue they could create an R-rated cut. Maybe Paramount will get it right with the start and from the start and not have to make non-unionized animators work themselves to death because they're stuck in the 90s/0s mentality regarding video game movies. Heat Vision reports Diary of a Wimpy Kid adapter David Bowers will bring love Rugrats to live-action/CGI hybrid hell, I mean life. Star Trek II, more kid-friendly foray back into animation, has showrunners and a premise. Ninjago team Kevin and Dan Hageman will oversee the misadventures of a group of teens who find a derelict Starfleet vessel and is set to air on Nickelodeon, where some kids, like me, were lucky enough to catch the original animated series back in the 80s. Speaking of which, where's my mysterious Cities of Gold reboot? Looking ahead to what is only for now Warner's monstrous franchise, the rights will eventually go back to Toho. Godzilla King of the Monsters director Michael Dougherty told Joe Blow that if the franchise were to go beyond the planned fourth installment crossover with the other king, not Donkey, he would like to do a prehistoric prequel focusing on early humanity's first run-ins with the kaiju. Legend, wait for it, Derry confirmed to the Hollywood Reporter that they are on board with Denis Villeneuve's plan to wisely split his all-star Dune readaptation into two films. Warner Brothers is reaching across the Pacific to grab The Fugitive, as Variety reports TV Asahi's teamed with the studio to do their own Japan-set take on the story of how Richard Kimball didn't kill his wife, with Ken Watanabe stepping into the role, with the plot now tied into the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. James Gunn is reunited with a past Guardians antagonist for his soft reboot of Suicide Squad, as geeks worldwide claims Benicio del Toro will go from collector to mayor, a name that is likely a smokescreen for the main antagonist. Described as an irascible old warrior who loves conflict, my immediate guess is Captain Adam Nemesis General Wade Elling. Over in the televised DC Universe, CW has, along with Riverdale spinoff Katie Keene, but also Josie and the Pussycats, even if they're not in the title, picked up Ruby Rose's Batwoman, which will swoop in for a full season next year. The DTV animated DC-verse announced some interesting shorts exploring deeper cuts to be spread out across future releases. Carl Urban will voice Sergeant Rock as he teams with the Creature Commandos. Neil Gaiman's Death and the Phantom Stranger are also getting some time. And a 2020 compilation will be anchored by a longer-form adaptation of Batman Death in the Family, a.k.a. the one where enough readers voted or cheated the system to have the Jason Todd Robin killed off. Now, next set, here we are with Billy Riley, Flying Saucer, Rock and Roll.
And they started to blow, brought out the drums and they started to roll. My soul. day.
Sickness now, the hour of dread. Oh,
Okay, and that last set started with Billy Riley, Flying Saucer Rock and Roll, then Creedence Clearwater Revival with It Came Out of the Sky, and you just heard Blue Oyster Cult with ETI, Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Looking at some new docs and docudramas coming up, HBO Documentary Films is developing a series telling the story of the members and victims of self-improvement groups / pyramid scheme / sex cult in XIVM, which climaxed with the recent conviction of Smallville actress Chloe Mack, helmed by the Square's directors Jahan Najim and Kareem Amir. Collider reports Annapurna has scored the screen rights to Melissa Korn and Gene Levitz's Accepted, the book behind the recent celebrity implicating college admission bribery scandal you've seen on all the tabloid covers recently, to be adapted and produced by People vs. O.J. Simpson's D.V. DeVincentis. Deadline broke that Ashley and April Spicer's Daily Beast article, Centurions of Rome, has been optioned as a film to dramatize the story of a Brink security guard who stole almost $2 million, made a cult classic 1981 gay porn under that title, and was eventually prosecuted by a young attorney named Robert Mueller. And the rap reports Lifetime's future telefilm / mini content will include Ingenue Ellis starring in the story of the best-selling gospel group The Clark Sisters, produced by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, and Queen Latifah. And The Last is also overseeing a mini-series about hip-hop legends Salt-N-Pepa. Now, recently, a big recent crossover hit was Old Country Road by Lil Nas X, briefly at the top of the country trap song that was briefly on top of the country charts, too, before Billboard got picky, showing that, as one critic said, this just shows that, you know, genres really don't matter anymore and kind of outdated. Anyways, here's Luke Metzler's parody, Old Thanos Road.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's Thanos. Uh-huh, yeah, I'm gonna take my gauntlet with infinity stones. I'm gonna snap to their brain no more. Gonna take my gauntlet with infinity stones. I'm gonna snap to their brain no more.
I got Avengers in the back, world is cut in half. Gamora really bad, she tried to screw her dad. Wish she would've stopped, huh, come and joined her pops. Betrayed me instead, now she's really dead. And I'm gonna bring the balance, I'm gonna bring the balance. And I'm gonna bring the balance, I'm gonna bring the balance. Black Panther's dead and Spider-Man is dead, and Chris Pratt is dead, and I ain't got no regret. You got my respect, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thor was a threat, should've gone for the head. And I'm gonna bring the balance, I'm gonna bring the balance. And I'm gonna bring the balance, I'm gonna bring the balance.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my gauntlet with infinity stones. I'm gonna snap to their brain no more. Gonna take my gauntlet with infinity stones. I'm gonna snap no more. Uh-huh, yeah, it's Thanos. Uh-huh.
Ha ha! group.
Vision, Mantis, Nebula, Ultron, and Sokovia, Civil War, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, and Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ragnarok, Henry, Janet, and the Wasp, Black Panther, in Wakanda, Shuri, Okoye, Killmonger, Captain Marvel, Goose the Cat, and flying higher, further, faster, Thanos, and Infinity War. I can take it anymore.
I just left Hollywood, California. Our countries have become sewers. Not only Hollywood, there's San Francisco and New York and other cities, but by and large Hollywood that has filled the land and filled the world with filth.
Thank you.
Okay, that set started off with Luke Metzler's parody of Old Country Road, Old Thanos Road. Then DJ Cummerbund's mashup, Play That Funky Music, Rammstein, incorporating Rammstein, Wild Cherry, Metallica, and Macho Man. Then the Avengers Endgame cast doing a remake of We Didn't Start the Fire. And you just heard Escape Club's Call It Poison. Now, going into our last full set, a bit of a live one. We started with an introduction from Robert Smith's Wife from an old radio spot before leading into The Cure, Portishead, and Iggy Pop.
Do I say this now? I hope you enjoy the show tonight. You are listening to the station that lives on the cutting edge of rock, 91X. This is Mary, your man Bob's wife.
What is your favourite Cure record?
One of them's Push. I haven't been playing it very often, and I think it's brilliant. Your man Bob will kill me. I shouldn't be here.
last set started with Mary Poole, Robert Smith's wife, introducing The Cure's Push in a radio spot from the 81, I believe it was. Then a live version of The Cure's Push from the Austin City Limits Festival in 2013. Then Portishead performing Sour Times live at Roseland. And you just heard Iggy Pop and The Pretenders performing Candy live. Thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. I'll be back here in a couple weeks. Till then, keep listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. And we will be going out with Television Torn Curtains.